Hello, and welcome to the self-guided podcast tour of the Ryerson Library and Archives. This tour is ideal for students who are new to Ryerson and who are interested in learning a bit more about the library and the services it offers. In addition to this tour, we encourage you to explore on your own or visit the library website at www.library.ryerson.ca. The library is one of the most important resources on campus and is key to your academic success at Ryerson, so please remember to come back and visit us again throughout the term. Okay, let's get started. We'll begin the tour at the library entrance, which is on the second floor of the library building at 350 Victoria Street. You might be wondering what hours the library is open. During the academic term, which begins once school starts, the library is open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to midnight, and from 10 a.m. to midnight on weekends. If you are visiting us in August, check the summer hours information on our website, or check the hours notice board on the right just before you enter the library. Once you enter, let's pause for a moment in the lobby while I point out some things to you. You'll notice there is a large mounted LCD panel that greets you as you enter. This panel is used to promote various library services, workshops, and any other information we think our users might be interested to know, so keep an eye on it as you enter so that you're aware of what's new. Above the LCD panel is a monitor which displays the availability of computers in the library and in some of the other computer labs on campus. Once the term starts, this can be a valuable tool if you really need to find a computer. If you have your own laptop with wireless capability, you can connect to the campus network from anywhere in the library, as well as various locations on campus. You'll also notice the new bookshelf. The library is always adding new books to its collection, and this is a sampling of some of the new titles we've recently received. Later on in the term, if you are interested in finding out what new books have recently arrived that are related to your specific subject area, check out the New to the Collection section on the main page of the library website. To the left is a large directory that indicates what is available on each of the floors of the library. That's right, the library has many floors, all the way up to 10. We won't be visiting all of the floors on this podcast, but feel free to explore on your own. The book collection is on floors 6 through 10, and study space is available on a number of floors. If you prefer to study in a quiet space on your own, visit floors 6, 9, and 10, which are designated for quiet study. If you need to study in a group, you can book a private group study room from the library website or from your mobile device. We have a number of them located on various floors, or go to floors 4, 5, 7, or 8, which are designated for collaborative group study. I'd encourage you to check out the fourth floor, which was recently renovated. Most of the furniture is mobile, allowing students to create their own study space. There are also numerous places for you to plug in your laptop or just hang out with your friends. This is a really popular space with students, and you'll soon see why. If you're looking for a washroom, they are located behind the elevator on each floor, except for the main, so you can walk up one flight to the third floor. Let's continue exploring. Access to the stairwell and the elevators are just to the left of the directory. As you're walking by the elevators, you'll notice the book drop that is directly ahead. This is where you can return borrowed books from upstairs. The circulation desk is the main service point on this side of the floor. You might be wondering what you need to check out library materials. If you are a full or part-time student, you'll be issued the Ryerson One card, which is also your library card. If you're a Chang School student taking continuing education courses, you can get a library card at the circulation desk with proof of enrollment. One of the most popular items you can get at the circulation desk are laptops. You can borrow a laptop for a 4-hour period and use it either in the library or elsewhere. You can also check if there are any laptops available from the library website or from your mobile device. You can also access reserve materials, which are kept behind the circulation desk. These are items that can be checked out for shorter loan periods and which are associated with a particular course. These items circulate for either 2 hours or 1 day, but many of your course materials will be available online, either through the library catalog or through Blackboard, Ryerson's course management system. If you need to access a reserve item, visit the reference desk on the other side of the floor first to get the location information or to access the item online if it is available. If you need to check out a book from upstairs, use the self-serve book checkout machines by the circulation desk. It's easy to use and will save you time. Across from the circulation desk, near the exit, are the one-card cash machines. This is where you can add money to your one card, which you can use for photocopying and printing, but we'll talk more about that later. Let's explore the other side of the floor now that you're a bit more familiar with the library. Walking back towards the entrance, you're entering the Ronald D. Bessie Information and Learning Commons, a space that integrates many of the services you'll need to access as a student. Notice the reference desk that I mentioned previously. The reference desk is one of your primary stops if you need any kind of research help, whether you need to find out if a book for your class is on reserve, or if you need to find books or journal articles for a research paper later on in the term. This is the place to ask. Every fall and winter terms, we hold workshops to help you learn how to use the library. With so much information now available online, it is really important at the university level to be able to find the best quality information for your assignments. So come to one of our workshops and we'll show you how. The library is also part of a province-wide chat reference service called Ask Ontario. So you can be at home or in your residence room, need help, and chat with someone in real time. A bit to the right of the reference desk is the photocopier, as well as staplers and an electronic hole punch. If you have a comment or suggestion for the library, feel free to tell us what you think by dropping a note in the suggestion box. On the other side of the reference desk is technology support. IT advisors are available to help you if you need to change your my.ryerson password, set up your laptop to access the wireless network, or any other basic IT support. Past the desks are the printing stations. You can send documents to print from any of the computers in the library. It's 10 cents a page for black and white, and color printing is 50 cents. As I mentioned earlier, you can add money to your one card from the machine on the other side of the floor. You can also print wirelessly from your laptop. Ask at the desk if you'd like to learn how. The computers in the Commons are available on a first-come, first-served basis and will require you to log in with your my.ryerson account, the same login you will use to access your Ryerson email, Blackboard, and RAMS. The computers have access to the internet and productivity software such as the Microsoft Office Suite. If you're a Mac user, don't worry. We have a number of Macs at the north end of the floor and near the stairwell in the Commons. There are also additional computers on the third floor as well as on the various stack floors. Scanners are available just behind the printers. In addition to library services, the Commons provides access to a number of other services in one space. The Ryerson Writing Center, located on the west side of the floor, almost adjacent to the printers, will help you become a better writer and offers many workshops as well as one-on-one support. The Geospatial Map and Data Center, at the far end of the floor, is the place to go to learn how to make use of the many map, data, and statistical sources available. The Peer Tutoring Service, run by the Learning Success Center, provides drop-in, one-on-one support to help you develop your study skills. They are located at the northeast corner of the floor. Remember to use these services once your classes are underway. You'll be glad you did. But remember, the library is not only for studying and research. We have many other items that will help make your time at Ryerson more enjoyable. On your way out of the library, check out the popular reading collection across from the reference desk. These are fiction titles that you can borrow to help pass the time between classes or on your commute into Ryerson. We also have a number of feature film DVDs on the fifth floor of the library that you can borrow and view on site or at home. There's so much to discover in the library, so feel free to continue the tour by visiting the other floors, visiting the library website, or asking a question at one of our service desks. You can also keep in touch with us via some of the popular social networking tools. Follow the library on Twitter and on Facebook to keep up to date. Thank you for visiting and good luck at Ryerson. We hope to see you again soon.